Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick, Your Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. It's the Grace Curley Show, live from the Aviva Trattoria Studios. The new Aviva is opening in Malden on Wednesday, June 16th. Visit avivatrattoria.com/Malden. Now, here's Grace Curley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Grace Curley Show. Tons of news today. Tons of scandals. Tons of guests. I have two fabulous female guests, both who write for the New York Post, Carol Markowitz and Miranda Devine. I feel very, very lucky to have them both on the same day, especially when there's so much news breaking. The biggest story of the day, and I don't want to sound like I'm patting myself on the back here, but the biggest story has got to be that G_Curley has officially been verified. Yes, yes, yes. I have the blue check. And here's what I've noticed in the last hour of having a blue check. A lot more Trump deranged people find you when you have a blue check, and they hate you and they swear at you, explicatives. And it's an ugly place, and I couldn't be happier.
Explicatives.
I couldn't be happier to join the rest of the blue checks, like Howie Carr. Yeah, and the New York Post. I'm very blessed. So thank you to everyone who's followed me on this journey. I was actually looking back at how long I'd been begging Twitter to verify me, and it'd been a couple years. So we did it, guys. We did it. No, the real big story of the day, well, the story that's making me laugh the most is this Hunter Biden story, because newly published text messages show that Hunter Biden, like his father Joe, is in fact a racist. And the funny part of this is the response from people. And this is actually how I started my day. I just started going through, you know, all of the experts and all of the Trump-hating anchors and seeing if they were covering this. If they were covering these text messages where Hunter tells his lawyer multiple times a variety of things. One is about his private parts. One, he says something about the N-word and not being charged Hennessy rates. There were a lot of racist, condescending, disgusting texts in these messages.
Racism, racism.
And so I started going down memory lane. And of course, you play the game. I saw Donald Trump Jr. playing it last night. Imagine Michelle Cinder today if these had come out about Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump. Or Barron Trump. I mean, it would be 911, red alert. CNN would be having a field day, wall-to-wall coverage. Donald Trump Jr. uses the N-word. That would be the story. But because it's Hunter Biden, nobody cares. So I started going through some of the people who I've known in the past to make a mountain out of a molehill. And some of these molehills still make me laugh when I think back. So I started with Joan Walsh. I think she writes for The Atlantic. I'm not sure. But she was that woman who, she was talking one day about how Trump had offered the Clemson football team cheeseburgers, fast food. And he had said, Melania and the second lady are making salads. Now, Joan thought that he meant second lady as in Ivanka Trump. Really, he meant Mike Pence's wife. But either way, she was appalled by this, that women are making salads. How sexist. So someone that easily triggered by language, not offensive language even, everyday language, you would think would have a lot to say about these text messages. Back and forth from one white privileged man to another using a racial slur. But I have heard crickets thus far. Chris Saliza, he's another one. I'm waiting with bated breath on Chris. I mean, this guy was our lead storyteller when it came to the two scoops scandal. Trump wanted two scoops instead of one. And that one really took the world by storm. I'm still, sometimes when I think back on it, I still shiver. Chris Cillizza was the man in charge of that. I mean, he was keeping us abreast of all of that information. And yet, when you go to this Hunter Biden story, the laptop from hell, by the way, these emails are all coming out of the laptop from hell. The press and the liberals did their very, very best to bury it. But this laptop is haunting them from the grave. It will not leave. Another person, Mara Gay. You heard a lot from Mara Gay yesterday. She went viral. And by the way, the New York Times has since come out and said her comments were taken out of context. She said she was disturbed when she saw American flags. I believe, Jared, can we find the actual thing? Because I want to understand what part of it was taken out of context. Because I think we give her, without boring the audience here, we give her a pretty long window to create the context.
I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
She found the American flags disturbing. I wonder if she found this back and forth between Hunter and his lawyer calling each other, or at least Hunter calling the lawyer the N-word several times. I wonder if she found that disturbing at all. I found it disturbing. Joy Reid at one point said Trump is like your racist Uncle Jerry. Do you think that she has any answers for why Hunter, where he learned this type of language from? Why he's using it? Was it a time-traveling hacker? Did the time-traveling hacker leave Joy Reid's laptop and make its way to Hunter's? And that could explain, really, all of the bad stuff on the laptop. Joe Scarborough used to spend so much airtime discussing how racist and vile Eric and Donald Trump Jr. were. He hated Trump's kids. So you'd think, you know, all is fair. We'll cover Hunter. No, I don't think so. I don't think we'll be hearing about this on Morning Joe today. And of course, one of my absolute favorites is there was this woman, Andrea something. I mean, she's an author. I found her on Twitter, Andrea BNYC. She was the woman who really showed that journalistic curiosity is not dead. It's just sometimes in a coma. She showed this when there was a photo of Trump and his grandson by a White House, a Lego White House. And she started questioning, did Joseph, his three-year-old grandson, really build this White House? Or did he have help? Now, you would think if a grandson is not off limits, a three-year-old, that maybe Andrea would have that same level of interest and skepticism when it comes to Hunter. But again, yet to hear anything. And of course, Brian Stelter, this guy has spent entire segments on Trump's Twitter typos. So I cannot wait to see what he comes up with this. But something I want to mention here, and I'll take your calls on all this, 844-500-4242. I'm not going to get into exactly what was said in these because I don't want to get myself in trouble. And it's just gross. I mean, it is just gross. He's talk about white privilege. This guy is so spoiled, so smug, so out of control. But the double standard, when you think about the countless stories that ran about a non-existent tape of Donald Trump saying the N-word while filming The Apprentice. We never saw the tape. But these people ran with it at all times. And now here they have text messages of Hunter Biden actually saying it. And the thing I keep seeing when I tweet something out, like I said, now that I got the blue check, I get a lot more hate, you know, because they're trolling for this stuff. And the best they can come up with when I bring up Hunter Biden's texts and the racial slurs is, last time I checked, we didn't elect Hunter Biden. Last time I checked, you got to do better than that. you got to do better than that. You guys were on top of Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Barron Trump and Laura Trump and Tiffany Trump. There was no shortage of hate and vitriol thrown at them for no reason. If they had ever said anything like this, the press would have their hair on fire. So you got to come up with something better than that, without question. And I find it amazing that all we talk about is white privilege and racism and, you know, Joe's always giving speeches about how racist everyone is and how we have to fix it. Let's start at home. Have a nice little conversation with Hunter and explain to him how hurtful that word is. White supremacists, heal thyself. All right, we will be back. I'm going to take your calls, 844-500-4242. I also have Miranda Devine coming up at 12:30. She's got a lot of great pieces out right now. She's a piece out on Dr. Fauci, a piece out on Hunter Biden. She actually got into a back and forth with Glenn Kessler because the Hunter Biden, you know, slur word, that, as far as the liberals, if I thought they were going to finally give up on him for anything, it would be that. But a really big story is this meeting that happened in, I believe, 2015. And Joe Biden was vice president. The New York Post ran the story on it. They had photographic evidence. And Glenn Kessler tried to debunk this. And so Miranda Devine just went after him and said, this is so pathetic. You know, you didn't debunk anything. You know, everything we wrote is true. But once again, the New York Post, because they actually want to run with good stories that harm the Biden family, they get accused of, you know, Russian disinfo or whatever it is. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. Really excited for today. Can't wait to hear from you guys. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. This is already a fast show. I can't believe we're already passed the first opening monologue, and we're going to roll right into the calls here before I hit the poll question. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Grace. Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
So I grew up in the inner city, and I used that word once in front of the wrong person. I never used it again. But my kids are 16 and 18, and some of the streamers they listen to, the influencers, the TikToks, the music, the word's just everywhere. And if you give power to the word, it's a bad word. But, I mean, it's everywhere out there on social media.
So I'm a big...
Hunter did was right.
No, I'm a big believer in... And I always have been. I hate the word, and I don't like when it's used in music. I don't like when it's used anywhere. I would never say it. If anyone I knew said it, I would be totally thrown off and offended. And that's not because I'm sure there's people who go, oh, it's just a word, but you got to be realistic. It's not. And I don't know. I never felt like it was a necessary thing to argue over. Once I knew that the word carried a lot of weight with people or could offend people, I just never used it. But I do know what you're saying. It is used all the time in current music. And I've seen people get canceled for lip syncing it to music. Like a song will be on, they'll lip sync it. There was a girl a few years ago from The Bachelor who was doing a dance and the song was on. She lip synced it. It's a dangerous game to play, but there's plenty of people, and I'm actually glad you brought that up because there's plenty of people who get canceled for this. And Spectator has a piece out. No one will care about the Hunter Biden N-word scandal. And it says newly published text messages from Hunter revealed that Hunter Biden is an American with actual freedom of speech. How lucky for him, he might be the last one. The Daily Mail, one of the last publications willing to publish interesting things about Democratic U.S. presidents, has published several unflattering messages. And so they go through the messages. And then this is what they say. This would all be very, very bad for Hunter and his parents if he were a local TV anchor or a cake shop owner or a middle schooler or something. If he were any of those things, then this story might conceivably consume the national news cycle for at least a day. Fear not, though, Hunter Biden will be fine. His story will be restricted to the pages of the Mail and a few conservative outlets. To his immense good fortune, he's merely the son of a U.S. president who has inexplicably piled up one lucrative opportunity after another, despite being a druggie and all-around screw-up. Nobody at CNN finds his story interesting. Now, if Hunter were someone really powerful and important, like an anonymous high schooler dreaming of cheerleading at the University of Texas, then this story would be important. Then he might get a 2,500-word essay in the New York Times about him and the psychopathic classmate who doxed him for a 2-year-old video. Or imagine if Hunter Biden was a graphic designer who dressed up as Megyn Kelly for a Halloween party 2 years ago. If he was, then it would definitely be worth a 3,000-word Washington Post investigation into his life. But fortunately, Biden's only employment seems to be on the boards of shady foreign companies, so there's nothing to look at here. Come on, the Post motto is democracy dies in darkness. If they want something to stay dark, then ipso facto, it has nothing to do with democracy. And that's the part of it that bothers me. Is that there's people who have had their lives ruined. Morgan Wallen said the N-word, and he's not on any radio stations anymore. And that's fine, but that's got to be the rule all around. You don't get to have the Hunter Biden be the son of a guy who's going around telling us all how racist we are, and then we can't acknowledge that Hunter's texting the N-word to people. Go ahead, Buster. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Buster?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. All right, we lost Buster. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com or call them today at 800-521-0111. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who will the media blame for Hunter's racist texts? Russian disinformation, time-traveling hackers, or Donald Trump?
Russian disinformation.
Russian disinformation is in the lead at 52%. 41% say Donald Trump and only 7% for the time-traveling hackers.
I want to go back here to this piece really quick. And Hunter is certainly far less newsworthy than a random white woman at a Kendrick Lamar concert who was brought on stage, encouraged to sing along, and then berated by Lamar for singing the lyrics that he wrote. No, in contrast to all those people, Hunter Biden is the actual embodiment of unearned privilege in America. And nobody loves giving a double standard to the actually powerful more than the American press. Very, very well done. I will tweet out this fabulous Spectator piece. When we get back, Miranda Devine from the New York Post is with us. What a perfect day to have her on. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I am so excited about this next guest. You guys know I am a New York Post junkie. I'm on there every single day scrolling. And one of my favorite columnists is Miranda Devine. She writes about everything I'm interested in, from Hunter Biden to Dr. Fauci. You name it, she's on it. Miranda, thank you so much for joining the Grace Curley Show.
Thank you, Grace, and I love your show. I love listening to you and Howie on podcast, and I'm an old Boston Herald girl. I used to work there. So
I know. Howie mentioned that today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Miranda, I want to start with this story, and I think the timing of you coming on is great because you wrote about Hunter Biden And you specifically, before we get into the racist text messages, which I do want to get your opinion on, I want to take a step back and go over a story the New York Post broke about then VP Joe Biden meeting with the executive of Burisma. Now, what I noticed this week was Glenn Kessler at the Washington Post tried to do what he always does, which is debunk your story. And you came right back at him and you said, you guys aren't debunking anything at all.
Well, look, we wrote a story last week showing that Joe Biden in April 2015 had gone to a dinner that Hunter had organized with his business clients from three different countries, from the Ukraine, from Kazakhstan, from Moscow. These were people who had given Hunter Biden millions of dollars. And of course, a big prize when you're buying influence is to meet the person whose influence you're buying. And so that's what happened. Joe Biden went. And this was Cafe Milano in Washington. Now, we wrote the story. It's all backed up with evidence. We gave the White House an opportunity to make a comment. They decided not to. But of course, then Glenn Kessler, the fact checker of the Washington Post, tries to debunk it on behalf of the White House. First of all, he gets his facts wrong. It's so sloppy. The whole thing was unbelievably sloppy and bad journalism to start with. But secondly, he doesn't even debunk it. He basically confirms our story that Joe Biden was there, but he says, oh, he wasn't there for very long, and he didn't talk about business or politics. Well, you know, that's not the way it works. You just get the big guy to come along, shake some hands, be there, pose for a few photos. That's all you need. And he's saying that he was only there for a short while is like being a little bit pregnant. He was there. He met Hunter Biden's business partners from overseas, which is in direct contravention of what Joe Biden has been telling us all through the campaign trail. Every time he's asked about it, he says, I've never met any of Hunter's overseas business partners. I never have anything to do with his business dealings. I know nothing. We never talk about it. I mean, that puts our story put the lie to it. And instead of investigating and going further, the Washington Post, the paper of Watergate, tried to debunk it and carry water for the Biden administration. It is propaganda worthy of the CCP, only unlike the journalists in China, then, you know, Glenn Kessler and co. at the Washington Post aren't in fear of their lives. They don't think they're going to be locked up in a gulag. They're doing it voluntarily.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really, really sick. And now I want to move, Miranda, to a little bit of these text messages that went back and forth between Hunter Biden and his lawyer. And he repeatedly uses the N-word over and over again. And there's this big leaving alone from people who have been for years. They focused on how many scoops of ice cream Trump had, whether or not his grandson built the Lego White House. I mean, these people were really setting their hair on fire over everything. And now they get these texts and it's crickets.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine if it were Don Jr. or Eric or Ivanka who wrote text messages to a friend with the N-word sprinkled so casually throughout? They would be just, I mean, can you imagine, just cancelled, destroyed, never allowed to set foot in polite society again? But with Hunter Biden, with the whole Biden family, in fact, anything goes. There is so much wrongdoing that we've published and that we will be publishing from the laptop, from the Tony Bobulinski texts and messages, which is another business partner of Hunter. All this wrongdoing just goes straight through to the keeper because the sort of prestige media, if you can call them that, the New York Times and Washington Post, CNN, they all are not just being biased, as we might have been used to sort of left-wing media before, woke media, they are actually playing at being political partisans. Mm-hmm. They are working for the Democratic Party and for the far left of the Democratic Party, which has taken it over. And, you know, I don't want to crucify someone over a private text message with a friend that has been revealed, you know, inadvertently, but it shows the hypocrisy of the woke media because they have cancelled people, destroyed their lives. The far left, there was some poor girl who, 3 years earlier when she was 16 or 15 had written the N-word in the similar sort of jocular fashion that Hunter Biden had done to a friend, but it was on Snapchat. That was used against her. Her college admission was destroyed. This is a story that's repeated across the country, and it's because the left doesn't really care about racism. They don't really care about the use of the N-word. They are just using this as a weapon to crush their ideological opponents, and they use it very selectively, and it's starkly obvious with Hunter Biden.
I'm speaking with Miranda Devine from the New York Post. And actually, Miranda, a piece you wrote earlier this week, or maybe it was even last week, you talked about Joe Biden's speech in Tulsa. And I want to read you one line from your column, because I think it really plays into what we're talking about right now. You said, in any case, if white supremacy is such a threat, tell us where it is so we can be on guard. And if you switch out the word racism and you just say, if racism is such a threat, tell us where it is. Well, we kind of know where it is now. It's in a lot of Hunter Biden's text messages.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. There's the white supremacy that you're looking for, Joe Biden. Look, I think it just comes down to really projection. You know, we get that a lot from the left. But from Joe Biden, I think we get it on steroids. He's constantly projecting this sort of idea that all of America is racist and suffers from white privilege or benefits from white privilege, you know, the white Americans. And that is sort of some deep psychological problem that he has because of his own history of racism that we've seen. I mean, that's probably the tip of the iceberg. And maybe the way Hunter Biden bandies around the N-word is a reflection of the fact that back home when he was growing up, it was quite normal to just use that word, which really, I don't think you or I certainly wouldn't use it just among friends. It's not a word that is in my lexicon. Not, you know, I'm not politically correct at all. I just think it's sort of offensive to black people. But obviously, in the Biden family, that's not the situation. And you know, Biden goes on about white privilege all the time. The way his family operates is the epitome of white privilege, or really privilege. Everything they want, it's a magic carpet ride, whether it's, you know, getting into the Ivy League college of their choice with no, you know, pulling strings, the job that they want that's highly paid straight out of college, the clients, the investors, the scholarships, the clerkships. You know, if you are a Biden, then Joe Biden's name opens every single door, and Joe Biden, that's just the way he does business. It's the way he's operated in Delaware. It's called the Delaware way. It's trading favors. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Quid pro quo was what he was doing in Ukraine. And, you know, Donald Trump got impeached over asking questions about this, over the quid pro quo. But that's projection again by the Democrats. It seems like any time they are committing a sin, they accuse others of it.
No, I totally agree. And when it comes to Hunter Biden, the response I keep getting, Miranda, from people when I criticize this, or when I really just want to reach out to the mainstream media, the Joy Reads, the Joe Scarboroughs, and say, listen, you guys have been upset about, you know, high school students using this word, so this is somewhat important. The response I keep getting from people is, well, we didn't elect Hunter Biden. And that just wouldn't have passed the smell test if this had been Donald Trump Jr. You're absolutely right about that.
Yes. Well, look, it's a very convenient thing that they talk about. It's, you know, oh, he's a private citizen. It doesn't matter. You know, how many private citizens have had their lives ruined, but they're just not Bidens. And, you know, the Trump family was fair game. So, you know, I'm not saying that you crucify Hunter Biden. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying that what you need to do is be fair, and they're not fair. They don't even try to, really. This is the point. They're so shameless. That Glenn Kessler, Washington Post fact checks, you know, fact check in inverted commas, just shows that, because they're not even pretending anymore to be fair or to apply, you know, justice for all. That you can see the way that the January 6 rioters are being treated in comparison to how Antifa rioters are treated. There is no equal justice. These people talk about equity, which is really a Marxist term that doesn't mean equality at all. It's they are trying to remake the country, and in order to do it, they need to crush conservatives and Trump voters, the millions of them, and they need to elevate themselves and give themselves a free pass. They don't believe in anything. They don't actually believe in equality of race. They don't believe in, elevating people by merit or no matter, what their background is. They're all about privilege, privileging themselves.
Yeah, and Miranda, one last thing I want to ask, because as I said in the beginning, I'm a huge fan of the New York Post. Does it ever feel unfair that you guys are the only ones that really write about this stuff? I mean, when I think about the Hunter Biden bombshell, it's like the rest of the media is 1 year behind the New York Post, and that's when they start covering things. So a year from now, other outlets are going to pick up about these Hunter Biden texts, but it must kind of feel like you guys just get to run with this and get all the clicks, and everyone else just kind of, sitting silent.
It's so true, and it's actually great. We're pretty much the only newspaper, the only mainstream newspaper or media outlet that actually is out there telling the truth about these stories. And so we have the field to ourselves. A lot of other people, pick it up and copy it and pass it off as their own. But it doesn't matter, because I think the New York Post is the newspaper that people look to increasingly. And, young people are looking at it. We're told that teenagers are secretly reading the New York Post. It's sort of like Playboy or Mad Magazine used to be in their parents' era. Now it's the New York Post. It's sort of verboten.
Yes, well, I read the New York Post for the articles. Let me tell you that. Miranda, thank you so much for joining us. People, follow Miranda on Twitter at Miranda Devine and read all her stuff at the New York Post. Miranda, it's been a pleasure to have you on. We hope to have you on again soon.
Great to talk to you, Grace. Thanks.
Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. It's tough, though, because there's pros and cons. You open the doors and windows, the pollen comes in. You don't open them, you get pretty hot, and you start sweltering. So I have a solution. Open the doors and windows, feel that cool breeze, but just turn on your Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Here's what it's going to do. It's going to clarify the air. It's going to purify the air of pollen. And guess what else? Smells. So if you're listening to this and you're going, I don't really have allergies, Grace. I hear Jared talk about his allergies every day. I don't really have allergies. I don't either. But I still use this because you're going to cook something, or you're going to have a dog in your house, or maybe you have a guest over and they bring a really strong cologne and then they leave and the cologne lingers. This product is so small, so quiet, so effective. You just plug it in, turn it on, and all your problems are no longer problems. Am I right, Jared?
Absolutely. It's been it feels like a 2-month headache with my allergies, but the Eden Pure Thunderstorm takes care of that. I just turn it on and I feel better right away.
And right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE10 and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE10 at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE10. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. There's a double standard in our media. Miranda Devine just pointed it out beautifully. And it doesn't stop with Hunter Biden. He's just one case. But increasingly, the cases where we're just seeing the biggest hypocrites on the public stage, I can't keep track. I mean, you got Dr. Fauci, you got Hunter Biden, you got Joe Biden, you got Kamala Harris. There's no shame. You've got Chris Cuomo not reporting on his brother, Andrew Cuomo. I mean, it's just pathetic, and I'm glad we got to have Miranda on. But next, I want to hear from you guys. 844-500-4242. What do you think of this Hunter Biden bombshell? Is the left going to go anywhere near it, or are they going to keep talking about how disturbed they are by American flags? We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Still a lot to get to. Carol Markowitz coming up in the next hour. So I really hope you're enjoying these interviews. And if you ever want to check them out after, go to gracecurlyshow.com and click on our podcast. Jeremiah, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
How you doing, Grace? The reason I'm calling is I had some history with the N-word. And what it was I take the buses all the time to the library, and I go to the library and back and forth and back and forth. And I kept hearing the N-word, which I thought is a word I would never use and a word I despise. I mean, I loved Martin Luther King. I thought he was a great guy. I marched with him and all the rest of it. And so I wanted to do something about it, and I went to my barber, and I told him to carve an MLK in the back of my neck. And he says, why do you want to do that? I said, because, and I explained why I wanted to do it. I said, it might cause them to start a conversation up with me, and I could maybe tell them, you know, there are better words to use. And, you know, he said something to me that stuck with me. He said, you know, you can claim that you're a libertarian, but who are you to tell them what they can and cannot say? And, you know, he's right. Absolutely right. So, you know, another thing I did was I said, I'm going to check this out. I recorded for a month's time what's the most popular word I heard on the buses. And number one word was the N-word.
Well, here's what I'll say, Jeremiah, is I don't really want to get into an entire conversation about this word. I think that as a society, we have all pretty much been on the same page that you don't use it and it's not good. Now, the only thing I'm pointing out, I don't know what word people use when they're taking the bus or people use in the privacy of their own homes. I don't know. I don't use that word. But what I will say is if private text messages came out where I was using it, there would be a lot of backlash for me. And in fact, there has been stories about high school students who have lost scholarships. Remember Nicholas Sandman? Forget the N-word. Nicholas Sandman, people thought he was racist from a look he had on his face. He smiled quietly at someone, and he was deemed the most racist white privileged kid in America. I don't think that anyone should be canceled for mistakes. That's not what I'm saying. But we have to have some sort of standard, because the standard for Republicans who make mistakes is lose your job, lose your livelihood, you know, you're not allowed in polite society. And I guess the standard for Hunter Biden is write a book and get on Jimmy Kimmel. Those two things don't add up to me. I want to move on from this, though, because I really don't want to get into that anymore. I just thought it was worth mentioning that the mainstream media is basically silent on it. What I want to talk about in the next hour before we bring on Carol Markowitz, it's kind of a COVID hour. Carol's going to be talking about masks and New Yorkers, how they've kind of lost their chutzpah and they're all kind of, you know, brainwashed by these masks. But there's another story. I want to talk about the plexiglass. I read this fascinating story today about all the plexiglass and what's going to happen to it. And I think we need to start talking about what people are going to do with all these old masks and all this hand sanitizer. Where does it go? We'll be right back. 844-500-4242.